It had been a long couple of months for Moses. So much had happened. First, there had been the theophany with the burning bush that changed the entirety of Moses' life. God spoke to Moses, so Moses packed up his wife Zipporah and their children, and they journeyed back to Egypt. And then there was a struggle against Pharaoh, the 9 plagues, and then the 10th and final plague that made Moses shudder whenever Moses remembered that terrible night. And then there was the Pharaoh's release of all the Israelites into the wilderness, and then the pursuit of the Egyptian army, the people waiting to be slaughtered on the shore by the sea. And then a miracle. God moved over the waters of chaos and death, creating safe passage for God's people. Together they walked from death and slavery into life and freedom, Miriam leading the celebration with her timbrel and dance. But what had once seemed like the end of their journey had only been the beginning. God's people entered into the freedom of the wilderness only to face thirst, starvation, annihilation. But God proved to be with them the entire time. After 3 days with no water, God made the bitter water at Marah drinkable. After running out of their stores of food from Egypt, God sent quail and manna. After another stint with no water, God led Moses to strike a rock and a torrent of water sprung forth. And after the Amalekites cut off the end of their column and began killing every straggler, God led the Israelites to victory over their enemies. So needless to say, it had been a long few months for Moses. But now God was about to do something else, something different than what God had done with these people before. God looked at the chaos that inundated this ragtag group of refugees, and God knew they needed even more than food and water and protection. God saw these worn-down people had nothing but an instinct for survival. Nothing but a loose idea of belonging and nothing but a thin thread of hope. God saw the chaos that ruled their life, so God called Moses up the mountain, and God spoke. And when God spoke creation out of chaos. God spoke the teaching that would guide their living together, the thou shalt and the thou shalt not. God spoke provisions to care for the least and lowly. God spoke their common worship. God spoke the festivals that would mark their years together. God spoke justice. God spoke peace. Through the giving of God's law, God spoke this group of individuals into a priestly kingdom and a holy nation, God's treasured possessions among the people. But of course, because this is what God does. God speaks creation out of chaos. We know that this is what God does because this is how the whole of creation began. Listen anew. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and the darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. And then God spoke, "Let there be light." And there was light. When the wind of God swept over the voids of the deep, when the breath of God moved over the tumult, God spoke creation out of chaos. The word of God created a world that God called good. So when the waters and wilderness of chaos threatens God's own people, of course God speaks. This is what God does. God speaks goodness and order. God speaks the law that will shape them into a people, the law that will bring them into the promised land. And the law is good. This is what God does. But our story does not end with Moses on Sinai. God wasn't done speaking yet. Because when the world could bear no more, under the groans and tears of imperial occupation, God spoke again. And this time God spoke the word that was with him from the beginning. The in the beginning was the word, the word that was with God and the word who became flesh and dwelt among us. And that word, named Jesus, brought health out of sickness, order out of evil. That word brought fulfillment of the law, the kingdom of God out of the kingdom of fear, creation out of chaos. And at the end, the word himself would speak his final words. It is finished. And it seemed as though death would have the last say. But of course the word wasn't finished, because nothing, not even death nor sin, can silence the word itself. Because God speaks creation out of chaos. God speaks righteousness out of wretchedness. God speaks life from death. That is what God does, and that is who God is. Perhaps, like Moses, you've had a long couple of months, maybe a long couple of years. Maybe you thought you were nearing the end of an arduous and dangerous journey, only to discover that you've only just begun your foray into the wilderness, and your provisions are dwindling. Maybe you don't feel as though you belong to a people, or don't feel as though you have a sense of direction. Maybe you're just tired. But in all of this, all of the struggle and heartbreak, God hasn't stopped being God. And if we know anything about God, the God who spoke creation out of chaos, who spoke law out of disorder, who spoke the word of love from the beginning of time, it's that God can't help God's self. God must speak. God always speaks. The question is, will you allow God to speak God's word into your own life? Will you stop and listen to how God is speaking even now to you? Will you allow God's creative force to quell the chaos in your life? Maybe it's time to allow the God who created you, the God who guides you, the God who loves you, the God whose very word redeems you, to speak you into new creation. Amen.